from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John, Michigan State, get it underway this weekend. Let's open up the phone lines. Let's talk expectations one final time. Where are you at with either of these teams? 248-539-9797. What is success and what is failure for the Spartans and the Wolverines?
Let's start with Michigan State. Because I think there's even though there's a lot of unknown with Michigan, it's more about the positions, the quarterback position. But we know at Michigan State it's Aiden Childs. We don't know what it's like in East Lansing. We don't know what it's like with this group of players, but we saw it at Oregon State, and it's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Smith, with what he was able to do at Oregon State, being able to recruit not the top end talent, but really good talent, 3-star, every once in a while you get some 4-stars, but the development that he had with those players to be able to play above their star ranking, I'm excited. I don't know. I think this year, you look at the first 3 games at Maryland is one that kind of jumps out, and no Tagovailoa,
mm-hmm.
No Jashaun Barham on defense, who was a game maker for them. I'm not really sure what to make of Maryland and that matchup, but then you look, there's a 4-game stretch that Michigan State has. It's Ohio State at Oregon, Iowa at Michigan. That's really the only concerns I have about Michigan State in this one. The unknown is the at Maryland. So I'm looking at it going, okay, if I think that they questionable for 5, I think they win 7. And depending on how that Maryland game goes, I think they could be an 8-win team.
7-8 wins.
Yeah.
What's failure? Not making a bowl?
Yes, not making a bowl in year one. So, I mean, all you got to do is be 500, 6-6. I think they certainly make a bowl. They should make a bowl. FAU, Prairie View, Indiana. And now, Illinois played pretty good last night. But Purdue, Rutgers, those should all be wins for Indiana. I mean, for Michigan State.
Yeah. So I look at their schedule and it's like 3 seasons in one.
Right.
There's the...
I forgot Boston College.
Yeah. The non-con, which includes Boston College, Prairie View, Florida Atlantic, and then Maryland is in the early portion of the season. Can you go 3-1 in that stretch out of the gate? Feel good about your quarterback? Because
yes,
you're going to need to bank some wins early. The second season, the middle of the season, it's as brutal as anybody's schedule not named Florida.
Yeah.
You talked about Florida's schedule. Michigan State at the end of September will host Ohio State. Then they'll go to Oregon. They get Iowa at Michigan, and then they're into Halloween, and you go, catch your breath. I don't know that they win any game in that stretch, and then it's a gut check for your coach. Have you banked wins? Have you built a culture? Have you kept guys from looking into the transfer portal? At the end of the season, Indiana, Illinois, Purdue, Rutgers, can you win 3 of those games? Get to your 6, get to your bowl game. That's what I think is 6 wins for year one. If they fail to make a bowl game, you're behind the 8-ball. And we know college football is moving fast like a freight train. Are you going to have issues building if you don't get to that bowl game?
Yeah.
I think 25 is a big year for Michigan State, because then you got Childs a year under his belt, Smith a year to get to the portal, recruits, develop, strength program, all that. But you need to set the foundation in 2024. And I think 6 wins is the expectation.
Mm-hmm.
For Michigan, what is it?
I think it's 10-2 is where I think they're at. Because if you're going to be a playoff team, you can't lose to Texas, Oregon, and Ohio State. 9-3, even though I know I've talked about the whole, you know, power of the Big Ten, and they might, and it's big, you know, air quotes, might get in at 9-3. I do think they can be 10-2. Anything under 9 wins is an absolute failure.
you would put yourself at the mercy of the committee if you're a 9-3 team, especially if you don't have any marquee wins, of being left out by a 10-2 squad that played in their conference title game.
But even further, okay, let's just say, let's play this game. If they're a 9-3 team, but they do beat Texas. Okay, so you've got a marquee win.
It's different,
but then who else do you lose to?
Yeah, who did you stumble against?
Right, did you stumble at Illinois, or maybe it's the rivalry game against Michigan State, Indiana, Northwestern? Like that, there's no game in there, or possibly if you beat Texas but lose to USC, and we're all wrong about, you know, USC and their defense, their offensive line, replacing the quarterback. Like that could be a possibility. But if you're 9-3, I don't think with this schedule, you don't have a marquee win. How do you get in?
And I think missing the playoffs would be a failure for Michigan football. You're the reigning national champs. I'm not saying you got to go 15-0 again. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's reasonable. They lost a ton. But I do think when you promote from within, you're kind of counting on some continuity.
Yeah.
You're kind of counting on, hey, we got some dudes in this locker room that haven't played, that are developing, that are going to have the same kind of preparation. There shouldn't be some big drop-off.
That's why I think they're 10-2.
I think 10-2 is a success. I do think they're going to fall short. I think they're going to be 9-3. And I think they'll be outside the playoff.
Okay. It'll be interesting because there is, I mean, a brand new offensive line, even though, you know, you've got Josh Preeb, who's come over, who's got starting experience.
They love him from Northwestern.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What still needs to be decided, along with the quarterback, right? That's the biggest question mark.
Huge question mark.
But is it going to be Greg Crippen at center? Dom Jadis is a guy that has, you know, made the switch from defensive line to offensive line. Sounds like he might get the nod at center. Evan Link at right tackle. Sounds like he might be. That's going to be a guy that doesn't have experience, just like Jadis. So you're going to have guys that have to get up to speed really quickly against Fresno State, because it can look good on the practice field. You can have a lot of confidence on the practice field, but as I call it, the pucker factor, as soon as you run down the tunnel at the big house, you know, what's the pucker factor on each individual? And that's hard to gauge.
We're going to learn a lot, not necessarily this weekend with Michigan. We're going to learn a lot the following weekend.
Oh, you'll learn much more. I mean, when the opponents are better, you're going to learn a lot more. But you will get an idea of, okay, you're in the big house. It's a primetime game. You have to sit around all day long. And it is people, you know, and the kids can say, oh, yeah, we're, you know, this is a brand new year. We're focused on this game. There is pressure. And there are a lot of eyeballs, not just in terms of coaching change, quarterback change, offensive line change. There's a lot of eyeballs simply because you are defending national champs.
Yeah, and I think with Texas, I mean, that one sets the tone early. We've had all these seasons where you could go, has Michigan played a good team and it's October? Like, have they been challenged by a good quarterback and it's November, right? And that won't be the case this season. They're going to face Texas week two. Quinn Ewers, you've talked about him. That's a first-round guy in the NFL. That's a guy who's going to get some Heisman buzz this season. And they're going to protect him up front. It's going to be a great matchup in the trenches. Texas O-line, Michigan defensive line right away. And you'll see, Michigan's defense, I think, will be very, very good. But that will be a test early to see, are they great or are they just very good?
Right.
And they're going to need to be great, I think, because of all the turnover on the offensive side of the ball. If the defense is very good, but you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a downfield passing game, the O-line's not all in, you know, on the same page early in the season, you lose to Texas, you lose to Oregon, you go to Columbus this season. That's a 9-3 football team.
And you also have a new defense coordinator. Now, Wink has got as much experience as anybody, and it is a similar defense to the one that was installed by Mike McDonald 3 years ago, continued by Jesse Minter. But there is going to be change in terminology. There's going to be a change in Wink being able to make the transition from the NFL game to the college game. There are nuances. One of the things that may give him a bit of an advantage early on is the green dot, which we all know why they have the green dot this year. It's because of Michigan. But
it was long overdue regardless, but yes.
Yeah, but he's very familiar with working with that system. Who's going to wear the green dot? Making sure that all of those communication things that should be easier, that they actually are.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Your expectations. What's a success? Define failure. Michigan and Michigan State season gets underway tonight and this weekend. Some ticket text before we play Brad Holmes' audio. Reacting to Michigan-Michigan State and some expectations for this season. Ticket texter says, Michigan's season is a failure if they aren't in the finals. For State's season, it's a failure if they're blown out in all the good games. They need to show that there's a culture change for the future.
I'm not ready to go and question their toughness. I think that it doesn't matter who the coach is in East Lansing, I really believe that they're always going to be a tough-minded physical program. I really do. Which, yeah, I understand that you may not have the talent of Ohio State. There are some games where you might lose by three or four touchdowns, but how do they play? Do they give up? And I don't think a Jonathan Smith team is ever going to throw in the towel and not be physical. That's where they were at Oregon State.
This reminds me a little bit of the Kenneth Walker year with Childs coming in. I know different positions. We have no idea what the impact was. Now, I know when Kenneth Walker emerged, it was a Northwestern game early in the year, and I'm like, this team's going to be good. Like, he can play.
Well, he was instant. That first game against Northwestern, it was instant.
And people were like, oh, it's just Northwestern and this and that. No, you could see the talent. And that's the same thing with Childs. I think you're going to know right away about this season what they can accomplish if he looks somewhat special.
Yeah.
It may not work against the great teams that they play, but then you're going to – Michigan State's going to be able to turn things around earlier. With Michigan, I'm baffled by – people not understanding. Yeah, I'm saying understanding how good their defense is going to be this year. They're universally projected to be the number one defense in college football in multiple rankings. And that wins you a lot of games. And I guess my common sense I'm trying to apply here, at least, that Michigan wins at least nine games, and I think they'll beat Texas and win 10, actually, at least, is because look at Iowa. Look how good Iowa's defense been. So you're telling me Michigan's offense, and Iowa routinely goes like 8-4, you know,
right,
most years.
But previous
nine
years,
and three,
they were in the Big Ten West.
Right. I was just saying, the schedule
played
a factor.
I know, but you have such an anemic offense. And your good defense carried you still to productive seasons.
Sure. There were times where the defense was outscoring their own offense.
So Michigan's defense has more talent than any Iowa defense has ever had in my mind.
Yeah.
And then you just need your offense to kind of stay afloat. Is that a recipe to eventually win a national championship? Absolutely not. John, you picked
kind of worked in 97 for us.
You guys,
to be honest with you,
your offense wasn't anemic.
No, well, it
you were selective in taking your chances.
The defense carried us early on and kept us afloat. I mean, we turned the ball over three times against Notre Dame. Should have lost that. We did everything we could to give Notre Dame that one. Yeah,
three fumbles in the fourth quarter and you won a game. That's the only time I've ever seen.
Shea.
But that's why I think I do feel like people. I just think it's fans in general always get caught up in offenses. And when you have the number one defense in college football, if that's what they're projected, they accomplish that, those teams routinely go like 10-2.
So again, when Iowa wins 10 games, it's because they don't play anybody. They still don't win against Ohio State like at all. I mean, one exception here or there. It's not like they've stacked up toe-to-toe with the elites in the Big Ten, including Michigan during that stretch. So if you're like souped up Iowa, that doesn't mean you're beating Oregon. It doesn't mean you're beating Ohio State. It doesn't mean you're beating Texas. And for while you want to focus on the defense, they lost so much from a coaching standpoint, both sides of the ball, offensive line, all of them are gone. Quarterback, the best quarterback in 2 decades at Michigan, the best running back in 2 decades at Michigan. I just feel like you casually discount that.
I'm worried about that and stuff next year and the year after. I think that's an unknown. But the returning talent is going to carry this defense. They have it's NFL talent. When you've got NFL talent like this and you've been a championship team, they kind of carry themselves. They kind of manage themselves. Will it work against Ohio State? I don't know about that.
Right. Well, so that's going to be obviously the ultimate question. But so you can't discount everything that is going to happen. We focus solely on Michigan State, Aiden Childs, Jonathan Smith. We focus on Sharon Moore, who's going to be the quarterback, all that Michigan lost. But you also, there are question marks for other teams. We talk about James Franklin not being able to beat a top 10 team. Well, how about Dan Lanning? They've got a ton of talent, but they were out-physicaled by a Washington team that got smashed by Michigan last year. They lost to their rival 3 times in a row. So there are questions for Dan Lanning and a team that in the Pac-12, yes, was noted as being physical. Does that translate to the Big Ten? How does travel affect this the way the Big Ten is made? Because Ohio State's going to have to go out west. And Big Ten typically does not fare very well when teams travel from the East Coast to the West. I don't know what that means now that it's going to happen on a regular basis.
Could there be more upsets here or there?
Yeah,
a sneaky trap game that spoils somebody.
Yeah. I also think that Michigan's defense this year is better than Oklahoma's defense last year. Can we agree on that?
Yes, than Oklahoma's? Yeah, sure.
And so Quinn Ewers at times looked very pedestrian against a much lesser defense. Now, you're older, you're more experienced, you're more developed. Sark made some questionable calls in that game as well. So there are going to be questions on the other side. We just don't focus on those very much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.